Jason Taylor will join us top of the hour. So we'll screw him to 9:15 this morning. Okay, what is this false narrative that is to come here?
I think people are going to start picking apart Deshaun Watson and saying, well, you know what? Maybe, I don't know, it's year two, and maybe it wasn't. Because it's almost like we saw him and he left. And where? What happened? What was that? What was that exactly that we saw? Now, on HoustonTexans.com, we have his top 10 plays from the year.
Yes.
And believe me, considering he didn't play that long, there were a lot to choose from.
Okay. Right.
All right. If you watch these, oh my gosh, you just get all excited all over again about what the future holds for this guy.
You know what's interesting? I only made it through the first four, so I made it through 10, 9, 8, 7 on there. And if I recall properly, all of them, the really interesting thing was all of them were magnificent plays from the pocket.
Yeah,
and I think which is important to people that maybe necessarily had their preconceived notions about what Deshaun is as a rookie quarterback and how much of it was just him extending the play and everything. Some of those throws, and it got better, remember, as the season went on, where the ball really started coming out on time.
Right.
And he was making pre-snap reads and knowing exactly where to go with it. Sometimes extending the play by stepping up in the pocket. I think a lot of people's fears about what he would be as an NFL quarterback were really, I mean, he shut them down in terms of showing what he is capable of.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you add those incredible plays where he does extend it and where he does
designing
scramble.
All the fakes and everything, enabling him to get a little bit more time, you know, so you keep people away from the pocket for that split second longer so he can make a decision.
Here's my thought on that, and I think that's a fair point, because we will start to examine, okay, what are defensive coordinators going to do? They're going to have a long time to game plan and match up against Deshaun. I think if Deshaun Watson stays healthy, the Texans, whenever they have him as their starting quarterback moving forward, they can beat anybody, anywhere. They can take any game, no matter what the situation is, and he has the kind of talent that can help them win any game, anywhere. What I would wonder about is, this happened especially earlier on in 2017, that there were a bunch of scary throws. It was like near pick sixes, like the miscommunication. And there are also times, I agree with Gallant on this, where Deshaun sometimes will not exactly know when a play is over, especially given like the game situation.
The journey is over. Bill O'Brien said that.
I mean,
he said it to everybody. He's got to know sometimes when the journey is over. Like this play is over, let's move on to the next play, because you know you can make another play. But I think that when you're Watson, you're thinking, I got to score on every drive, because that's just his mentality. And Hopkins, they all get it. They all look, I saw it in OTAs when he was out there with the threes, and I was like, man, the threes look pretty good. Like, what's going on with the threes? They got some swag, the threes. You know, guys are probably not even in the league right now. There's something about him.
If they were able to play on Thursday afternoons like the JV squad does in high school,
then they
might do something special.
That'd be awesome. I just think that he's going to get better. He's going to learn. He's smart enough. You mentioned the pocket. Think about a guy like Steve McNair, for instance. Early in his career, he was running a lot more. And when he was co-MVP with Peyton Manning, Steve McNair was a pocket passer. He used his mobility to just move around the pocket and sometimes outside when a play would break down. He was very hard to break down. He's a bigger guy than Watson, of course. But guys who run early, they know that I can't keep running, man. I gotta play from the pocket. And he did a lot of his execution from the pocket, like you pointed out.
Mark, as we talked about earlier, the Texans are currently shy 6 assistant coaches. And one of the, not necessarily all are vital assistants, but they're also going to go coach. The coaching staff, as it is going to go coach the Senior Bowl in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The Senior Bowl is a time where basically, anybody who doesn't have a job in the NFL that wants a job in the NFL is in Mobile during that time. Is it possible for the Texans to like maybe bring in some old dudes out of retirement to be assistant coaches at the Senior Bowl while actively maybe interviewing or searching
That's a really interesting question. I don't know if they're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll have to be able to field a staff to coach this team. It's going to be a great experience for them, though. I mean, the fact that you get a few days with these guys and you're able
That's big.
I mean, it's a long job interview, and not only get to know them for, well, we're going to draft them or not draft them, but when they become free agents down the line. Yeah, remember we spent 4 days with, I mean, you know, assuming the staff is still here. Remember we spent a few days with that kid at the Senior Bowl.
He was a real bum.
Or we don't want this kid around our locker room at all. It's going to be a great experience for them, and, you know, we'll be there to cover it, actually.
Do you think Vrabel's going to get the Detroit job because of the interest that the Giants have in Matt Patricia, reportedly.
Yeah, because Patricia was a hot candidate for Detroit. Now you get the Giants. Well, what about Belichick to the Giants, guys? The dream is still alive until the job is filled.
And it gets more interesting, too, because one of the questions is that Giants ownership is real tight with Goodell. Goodell reportedly is still not all that pleased about Matt Patricia wearing that Goodell clown t-shirt after they won the Super Bowl. And not that you shouldn't let a t-shirt dictate league moves and whatnot, but I don't know if it's... I feel like Matt Patricia's image might end up being more of an obstacle than we really realize.
If you're a Giants fan, are you excited about Matt Patricia? Yes or no?
No.
I mean,
It's a former Belichick assistant who hasn't been a head coach on his own. And with Bill O'Brien, at the very least, we had the Penn State experience. It was very easy to pluck out the positives from that. Patricia hasn't had that. Bill O'Brien, I think safe to say, was a better head coach coming out of Penn State than he would have been if he came directly out of New England.
Even though it's different, it's not the NFL, you're sitting in the big chair, you're making the tough decisions, you're the guy.
You mess up a few times.
And Penn State then? Oh my gosh. Any huge university, yes. But on top of whatever Penn State was going through at the time, which was a lot.
The New York Daily News, the back page yesterday, had all these former Belichick assistants, and they had failures and all this kind of stuff.
Where did they characterize O'Brien?
O'Brien was by himself in the bottom left corner underneath the word "jury's out." The words "jury's out." I thought that was a pretty reasonable. That's fair.
And I knew it. I knew it when Watson went out. I said, "You better win some of these games because they'll always hold the record against you.
Yep.
They will." And I was just praying he'd find a way to win a couple of games at the end to like stay at 500 or above, and he wasn't able to do it. But, you get a few wins early in the season, you're back above 500, you're going, they'll look at last year as an aberration or whatever because the injuries were ridiculous. You know, you could make the argument, well, they shouldn't have been in any of these, the Ravens and the Titans. The fact that they were in these games shows the coaching ability. You could also make the argument if, one or two more plays, you win those games. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, man.
Charlie Weiss, if we're talking about former assistants, what an American success story that dude is.
How much money?
Honestly, this is a lesson, kids. Glom onto somebody that's
really successful,
dude. I know, and this is true. Like, in life, glom onto an entity. If you choose a field, why not go work for the best company in that field? Right. If you're looking for a job, why not go work for the best manager you can find?
Right. It's just like being an intern at a radio station. You'll have the call letters next to your name always. Work for an NFL team, you'll have NFL next to your name.
Yeah.
I was talking to a former cheerleader. My wife and I were out. We bumped into a former cheerleader. She's got a successful business. She said being an NFL cheerleader was the best thing because it opens doors, conversations, everything. So you're absolutely right about that. I got another one for you. Become a head coach at Notre Dame because the payoff is so huge.
I'll try.
And he did both those things. He did both those.
Well, Ty Willingham also got that great deal.
Yeah.
And one good season, get a 10-year contract. They'll fire you eventually because you can't possibly maintain that. And then, boom, you're rich for the rest of your life.
Real quick, there are some rumblings here. I don't know if you know much about this. There are some rumblings about the Texans playing in London against Jacksonville. Anything on that?
Well, we heard, my staff and I, we're talking about this like all the time.
Yeah, this is... really
we
up your
these
alley.
Rumblings.
Holy crap, you have
and,
staff?
But the only possibility was going to be Jacksonville because the Chargers and the Raiders and the Rams, they can put them wherever they want. So if you're playing the Raiders or the Chargers, you could say, go to London with those guys. But we're not playing them. We're playing the Broncos. So the only other possibility was the Jags. Right? Because no other team on the Texans schedule is going to lose a home game. Think about this.
Yes.
Nobody. Nobody's going to lose a home game. And there's no way Bob McNair's losing a home game. So the only possibility was the Jags. We heard a rumor that the Jags are going to play the Eagles. And this is not officially from the Texans. I heard that rumor. So
we'll see.
We'll see. And I think it comes out today, actually.
Okay, so today we'll find out.
Mark, I think it comes out today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks,
every
Mark.
Thursday in the 8 o'clock hour. Screw 'em coming up at 9:15. That is because Jason Taylor, the former NFL Defensive Player of the Year, is going to join us. He's got the Patriots and Titans this weekend. We'll talk to him about that and plenty more around the NFL as well. Jason Taylor will join us next. You're listening to Mad Radio.